ہرے کرشن ہرے کرشن.
Purported by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The complete whole or the supreme absolute truth is the complete personality of Godhead. The complete whole or the supreme absolute truth is the complete personality of Godhead. Gaudiya teachers always prefer Godhead. Godhead. To God. Anyone knows the reason? Yes.
Godhead means the head God.
Godhead means the head God. And head God means the Godhead. What does Godhead mean?
Personality.
Personality, supreme. He is saying in India, the people think demigods are all gods, powerful gods, or all powerful gods. Whiteboard? Ah, good. So, therefore, our acharyas have made a distinction between God, demigod, and Godhead. The Oxford Dictionary says, for God, Lord, controller, a force, but Godhead means a person. Under any situation, Godhead cannot be an impersonal force. So therefore they always prefer Godhead. Realization of impersonal Brahman or of Paramatma, the super soul, is incomplete realization of the absolute complete. Don't let these words whole, perfect, complete confuse you. Wherever you find just Krishna, that is much more simpler. So realization of Brahman or Paramatma is incomplete realization of the absolute complete. The supreme personality of Godhead is Satchidananda Vigraha. Sat means, those who don't answer should answer. Sat means Vishakashanand Prabhu. Sat is eternal. Chit. Maturamanbu, chit ka matlab kya hai? Sat Chit Anand mein Chit ka matlab kya hai? Manohar Prabhu Chit ka matlab kya hai? Gyan, correct, conscious, knowledge. Aur Sat? Sat yane Nitya, jo kabhi marda nahi hai, jisme kabhi naash nahi hota. Aur Vigraha? Roop, bilkul. Murti, roop, form. Very correct. Realization of impersonal Brahman is realization of his Sat feature. So here Prabhupada is first of all making us aware of three levels of God realization. Brahman is one realization. Higher than that is Paramatma realization. Higher than that is Bhagavan realization. Now there are many, many classical analogies with which to understand these things. Prendri Prabhu, what are the various ways in which we can understand Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan? Yes. Sun, moon and stars. Sun. Sun, sun, disk. Sun, god. Sun, god, sun, disk and sunshine. You write here like this. Itta nahi hai. Okay. So sun, god, sun, disk, sunshine. And we give the simple example. If, train, nahi, pehle hum log isko discuss karte hain. When you say, I was sleeping in my room,
and the sun came to wake me up. Who came? He came, or he came, or it came, or this came, or this came. This one. If this one comes, no room and no you. This is so powerful. So sunshine comes. Sunshine is a very distant thing which can go to the limb of the sun. Sun ray. It's a yasya prabha. Prabha is the sunlight. Surya prakash. So sunshine, I can see sunshine. You also see sunshine from these holes. See the, wo jo dikh raha hai, shining part is the sunshine. So sitting here, if you all write something about the sunshine, how much can you write? That I am sitting here and I am seeing something coming and it's very nice. I am feeling, he is sharing some particles. Have you ever seen this? Agar aap farm mein jaoge to bahut dikhta hai. Whereas Maranpuri or others who have stayed there, out of a small opening in the roof, just one powerful beam comes down and on the cow dung floor, you find that concentrated. And in that beam itself, like a pipe, you see all these particles moving, air particles. Now it's not that the air particles are only on that beam itself. Either be air, but we can't see them. So there you see that. So seeing that, just see how incomplete understanding of the whole process that is. Kitna chota information hai usme. That is the sunshine. Now if you ask me, where is the sun? Sunshine. But if you go out and say that this is the source of this, then your answer is more complete. Now if you see the sun disk and you go to some authority and now again you write information. What is the sun disk? How many things can you write? Many. Much more than at least this one. Simple? Abhi tak simple hai understanding mein? Much more than this one. You see the sunshine, which is also difficult for somebody like an owl who is blinded, who is in the own cave. Apne gufa mein koi ullu chupa hai, so he can't see the sunshine also. So that is animal life. Human life, at least you can see the sunshine. Progressive human life is when you go to the sun disk. But most progressive, if at all, understanding the sun is the goal of life, then knowing who the sun god is. Again, knowing who the sun god is, technical knowing. If it is possible for you to go there in person, shake hands with him, or dine together, he does all that. He got knowledge from Krishna, matlab aage sab karta hoga wo. Isn't it? That is, now your knowledge is complete. If you know the sun god personally, then even if you don't know how many sun rays he has, no problem. Because this knowledge is complete knowledge of the whole thing. Again, this is even more simple example. Ramesh says he has 20 rupees. Suresh says he has 50 rupees. And Jitesh says he has 80 rupees. Now this fellow has only 20. This fellow says, I have this plus something more. This fellow says, I have this and this plus something more. This is the simplest example of understanding how this realization includes this, this includes this and this. Then somebody mentioned the mountain example. This is the mountain. This is the mountain and this is the mountain. Misty, bluish, hazy, unclear, so many things. This is dark. Trees, sound of waterfall, This is 14,062 meters. 16 caves. 43 types of trees. 450 plus tigers. Just see the information, how it is becoming more and more complicated, and no connection to this between them. Why a mountain may seem misty, bluish, hazy, unclear? Because the distance is 25 kilometers. Same mountain seems to be dark with some trees. There is sound of a waterfall coming. Because the distance is only half a kilometer. No, waterfall sound matlab usse bhi kam hona chahiye. Say 100 meters. And now you are on top of the mountain. Is it clear, Braj Bihari Prabhu? Any corrections, rectifications? Please let me know. Samajh mein aaya? किसी को ये समझ में नहीं आया एग्जाम्पल? नहीं समझ में आया? सो ऑफकोर्स दिस इज हाउ ब्रह्मन परमात्मा भगवान आर वन एंड द सेम. वदन्ति तत्त्वविदस् तत्त्वम् यज्ज्ञानम् अद्वयम् अद्वये नो टू. वदन्ति तत्त्वविद तत्त्वविद दोज हु नो द ट्रूथ दे कॉल द सेम सब्सटेंस नॉन ड्यूअल सब्सटेंस ब्रह्म इति परमात्मा इति भगवान इति शब्दते. व्हाट आर अदर एग्जांपल्स? ट्रेन इज अ क्लासिक ट्रेन एग्जांपल. आई विल रब ऑफ द सन गो शाइन थिंग. Train, train, train. Now you tell me, what is the Brahman equivalent of train realization? Yes. Headlight. Smoke? Someone said smoke. What else? Sound. What about Paramatma realization of train? Engine is visible now. Windows, door. Bogies. Hey, not this bogey. That is the other bogey. Correct? That's a bogeyman. What's the Bhagwan realization of a train? Persons. Motorman. Train has a motorman, by the way. Name of the train? It has a name. Name. Good, you are experts now. Any other ways of understanding Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan? Ocean, how ocean? He gave, so let him say. You. Sada Vallabh Prabhu, okay. Hey, microphone de do.
From a distance, the ocean looks.
Just a moment,
Hare Krishna.
From a distance, the ocean
looks like a plain blue sheet.
From a distance, ocean. क्या आवाज क्यों दे रहा
है? He is giving. Hari Bol. But as you come close, you can see some waves rising and falling.
Okay.
That is like Paramatma features. But as you enter the ocean, you can see a whole. Life circle, faces are there, and so many things are there, aquatics. Same as mountain, but we can give this example.
So something similar
to mountain.
He is saying about an ocean. See, this Brahman Paramatma Bhagwan is a building block of understanding Ishopanishad, or for the matter, Gaudiya philosophy. So unless everybody says it is clear, we are not going to move ahead. What is the Brahman of ocean? Sheet.
Yeah, it's just like a...
You said a sheet?
A blue sheet.
Bluish sheet.
It appears like a...
What is the Paramatma?
The waves that rise and fall.
Waves.
It's everywhere. But as you go inside, you can see a whole aquatic life system.
Okay, now is the essential understanding. Through all these, except for the money part, which are just increase in money only, which is the lowest understanding of Brahman Paramatma Bhagwan. What is the commonality in the examples given here? Distance. No, that's not the commonality only. Partial realization. Okay, what I'll do is I'll just write it down, whatever you are saying. You are saying the commonality between all examples is distance, commonality, perception. What is? Yeah, now you are coming to something. Details, what else? Aur thoda andar jao. Personal features. Now you are more closer. Yes, who said variety? Good. Give me behind. This is dot, right on the dot. Brahman feature is non-variety. That has to be the most important thing of Brahman. It is attractive to some. Let them be. But this is the main thing. Non-variety. Nothing is, for a mountain, so many different things. But no variety. Just bluish, hazy, sheet, or headlight, smoke, sound. Like smoke and sound doesn't have any name or fame. I mean name or form. Okay, here, what happens in the Paramatma realization? Some distinctive features come up, slowly. You can say distinctive features. And this is the classic contribution of Madhvacharya Prabhu, variety. And this will make us easy to understand that for Brahman, Sat, Sat just means no cessation of existence, no death, no threat of non-existence. That is a Sat feature only. So for somebody, you say, why people are attracted to Brahman feature? After staying in a mortal world, Mrityu Loka, and you are told that some Loka is non-Mrityu Loka. And he may say, wait, there is something more. No, bas, itta hi bas ho gaya. Where there is no death, I am just happy to be there. I am just happy to be. See, it is attractive. It has a relief feature. Kuch khane ko nahi mil raha hai, kam se kam maar to nahi mil raha hai na. The relief feature, relief. I am not enjoying something positive, but at least the troubles have gone. So somebody who is always troubled by constipation, if he goes once and gets a big release, that's a big release. So he says, did you eat something nice today? No, what nice. There are so many extra things which I just got rid of. So I'm happy. Paramatma realization is, you start getting little bit of fresh food or whatever. Now, once you get Paramatma realization, Sat is not that attractive. So there is chit, consciousness, there is awareness, there is knowledge, not just simple knowledge, vast knowledge. So that knowledge also makes you happy. And then when you come to Bhagavan realization, that's like a feast. Then you go to a big whole hall. There are 26 kinds of sweets here. The Bengali sweets are here. The Punjabi sweets are there. So for a Brahman person, milk, just give me milk, no problem. Milk and sugar, nice, isn't it? For a Paramatmavadi, milk and sugar, agar thoda usme jayfal dalo, koda, kesar dalo, bahut ho gaya, enough. Hot milk hai na? Theek hai. But a Bhagwan fellow, Bhagwan realization wala, he will say, no, ye sweet rice thoda jal gaya hai. Theek se banao. So not only milk and sugar and some heat, but that will give rise to, as Prabhupada says, 400 types of sweets. Some solid, some semi-solid, some real liquid. And no need to tell you which is the place where brahmacharis would go. There are three halls where one there is just milk kept, one slightly sweetened milk, little hot, and one where all these milk sweets are kept there. So, why people go here? The prime reason is ignorance of this and this. Basically this. And as you know, this is the costliest. This doesn't come cheap. That's the main thing. Any questions? So we move further. We have just covered two sentences. Realization, I'm reading first paragraph. Realization of impersonal Brahman is realization of his sat feature or his aspect of eternity. Paramatma realization is realization of his sat and chit features, his aspects of eternity and knowledge. But realization of the personality of Godhead is realization of all transcendental features, sat, chit and ananda, bliss. When one realizes the Supreme Person, he realizes these aspects of the Absolute Truth in their completeness. Vigraha means form. Thus the complete whole is not formless. Complete whole, first paragraph. Niche se panchwa line hoga. Teen, teen, che, chata line. The complete whole is not formless. Now comes a question which you can underline and learn this line by heart. Never to forget it till the moment of your death. If he were formless, or if he were less than his creation in any other way, he could not be complete. What a statement. If he were formless, like people feel, seeing the form of God, see, India is such a crazy country nowadays, people feel if Bhagwan ka form hai, vigraha, murti hai, wo to koi bhi dekh sakta hai. Lekin jo avyakta paramatma, usko dekhne ke liye sadhana ki jarurat padti hai. There are people who say like that. That if you want to go to see God, you can go to a temple. Anybody can do that. Now you have to strive higher and try to understand the formless. And somehow, we don't know how, it is maya only, pure maya. That formless is seen as higher than having form. So our answer to this is, if the supreme complete whole or some absolute truth, if you say he is formless, that means his creation has more attributes than him. His creation has more qualities than him. His creation has something more than him. Then he would be incomplete. The complete whole must contain everything both within and beyond our experience, otherwise he cannot be complete. Yes, sir. I didn't get the question.
God should not be able, we should not easily be able to see God. Naham prakasha sarvasya. So why we are able to see Him? That means how can this be God?
Any answers to this question? Yes. Ujjwal Prabhu, for the first time, is about to speak.
Naham prakashita means reveals, not seen.
Ah, here it is. Any other answers? Somebody had a hand up. Are you satisfied? No. He's not satisfied. Yes, Radha Vallabh Prabhu. Hey, microphone now, jaldi idhar. Radha Vallabh Prabhu.
The Mayavadis, they see the Lord in the form. They see the form, but they don't see the Lord. That is Naham Sarvasya Prabhu. Although they see the Lord, they don't see.
Is the question that just because God can be seen, therefore He cannot be God? The question is, God cannot be God because He is seen. So, what is so special in Him?
Yeah.
He is talking only of the deity form of the Lord. Yeah, yeah. Which can be seen by everybody, therefore He cannot be the Supreme Lord. What can be said except about lamenting about our situation? See, this is the age of Kali. And we have people like that who say that if the Lord has come in the deity form, why He has come like that? I get so angry when I hear that name that all my thinking capacity comes down. Two of my working senses become very active. This is how atheism is spread. This is how these real low class philosophers, they are not even philosophers. We will read in the later in the Upanishad how the deity form is a mercy incarnation of the Lord. It's an incarnation. It's a mercy incarnation. Because people cannot see, God comes halfway and says that, okay, here I am. You want to see me? Here I am. But I say, if it is so easy, then how it can be? So we should not even look at this, the faces of these people. But the main understanding is the complete whole must contain everything both within and beyond our experience. Otherwise, it cannot be complete. Another very important statement. Are you sure you understood what it is? Any confusions? Okay. Then, the complete whole, the personality of Godhead, has immense potencies. Immense ka matlab kya? Many, unlimited, which cannot be really counted easily. All of which are as complete as He is. That means His energy is as complete as the person. Thus, this phenomenal world is also complete itself. Now here is some counting to be done, some Sankhya Yoga. Who knows what the 24 elements are? Five. Let us say five working senses. Which are hands, feet, anus, rectum. What is the fifth working sense? Voice. Others are okay? Plus five. Sorry. Anus and genital. Plus five, knowledge gathering. I am giving very simple English knowledge definitions. These are called karma indriya. This is jnana indriya. Eyes, nose, skin, ears, and tongue. You can see these things are very gross, can be touched except for the speech thing, but it is a voice, it is a working sense. These are knowledge gathering. They may not touch the sense object directly. Eyes may not go and touch the tree which is 20 feet away, but they touch through their glance. Therefore it is called knowledge gathering. Thus ho gaye aur kya? Five elements. Five gross elements. This is simple. Maturvan Prabhu, paanch sthul bhut matra kya hai? Sthul yane ek hi shlok mein aate hai paancho Gita ke. Panch mahabhut. स्पर्शेंद्रिय हो गया, ज्ञानेंद्रिय हो गया, कर्मेंद्रिय हो गया, भूमि अभी सब आ गया, भूमि, फिर वायु, अग्नि, अर्थ, वाटर, फायर, एयर, ईदर, पांच 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 पंद्रह हो गए. व्हाट एल्स? Three subtle elements. Mind, intelligence, ego. 5, 5, 5, 3, 18. Five sense objects. Twenty-three हो गए plus soul, mind, काल, time, soul, महत्त्व, unmanifested, अव्यक्त. That is a fact. These 23 may agree karne mein koi problem nahi hai. 5, 5, 5, 5, 4, 5, plus 3, plus the fourth one, the last one, 24th. Even the sages at their level are not exactly agreeing. That doesn't mean they disagree. When sages give something, it doesn't mean they disagree or they fight. They are just, they see the part of reality and they contributed. So which is the 24th one? Again mind. Kaun mind bolta hai bar bar? Mind aa gaya idhar ek bar. Mind will not come now. Time. Time, soul. What are the other alternatives? Mahat. Pradhan. Pradhan also is there. Anyway, so further information, read the third canto. Anyone know the chapter? Anyway, we'll bring it tomorrow. Third canto, read for more information about this. The fact is, in one grasp, you get to know the entire material show here. These are the actors and actresses who are taking part in the super hit film Samsar. They are all top class actors and actresses. And here is the director, one of them. In short, whatever we see, just see this philosophy. Nobody else gives you the complete picture of everything. Nothing escapes this world now, whatever you see in the world. Kidhar to, these five senses are working. With the help of these five knowledge acquiring senses, these elements are in place. The subtle elements are working and the sense objects are interacted. Threadbare. Iske alawa aur kuch nahi. Iske upar thoda ek illusion ka ek wrapping laga do. The birthday present is complete. Anybody will take it. When you open it, it's nothing but this. These are not attractive things. You think hands are attractive or in their own thing, feet. No, but the fact is, combine them together, becomes very attractive. So, the 24 elements of which this material universe is a temporary manifestation are arranged to produce everything necessary for the maintenance and subsistence of this universe. Very, very significant thing Prabhupada is saying here. These 24 elements are arranged. What do you mean are arranged? What is the first thing which comes to your mind when you read are arranged? Huh? Arranged by someone. You can't say this movie has so many actors, but we don't know who directed it. It has directed automatically. No, the director means somebody did it. So are arranged by Krishna to produce everything necessary for the maintenance and subsistence of this universe. No other unit in the universe need make an extraneous effort to try to maintain the universe. Krishna doesn't need any assistance, any suggestions, any tips, nothing needed. There is no Samsara 1.1 version where somebody else helped him. This is no open source software where people like Vasudev Prabhu or Gaur Krishna Prabhu can contribute something. That Krishna, you did this for the last 5 billion years, it is working nicely. Here are some tips from me. Nobody needs that. Krishna doesn't need that. The universe functions on its own time scale, which is fixed by the energy of the complete whole. And when that schedule is completed, this temporary manifestation will be annihilated by the complete arrangement of the complete whole. Who understood this statement? Because I know if I say who didn't understand, both haath upar jayenge. Please explain what it is. Premdari Prabhu, give the microphone there. Hey, speak.
This material world has been created by Krishna and he fixed a time frame for the material world to begin and the material world to end. That is one breath of Mahavishnu. When he breathes out, the material world begins, and when he breathes in, it finishes. So it's completely under his control. So what I understand,
it is something like that the ship and there's a big party going on and the enemy people have somehow put 2 bombs. And then the party starts, the guests start coming, and they're watching from far. Tick, 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 tick. 12:03, past midnight, 3 minutes past midnight, the whole thing is going to go off. Now it may not go off by 12, by 12:01, 12:02, 12:02:58, 59, but 12:02:59 and 1 second, boom, the whole thing goes out. Similarly, Krishna has put a time bomb on this samsara. Even if everybody in the world combines and says we'll destroy it, they can't. Karmis or demons cannot destroy this world on their own. Something will go somewhere wrong, because this is a complete arrangement of the complete whole. I was thinking, let us make some examples, let us do some thinking. Give me some examples. Kuch example dijiye, jisse aapko pata chalta hai that this world has a support mechanism. For example, if at step one something is needed, it comes. At step two, something is needed, which is not seen at step one. But once you come to step two, that also is seen, or it is delivered, it is given. How do you know that there is an order in this world, that things which are necessary at that particular time, at that moment they are made available there? They may not be seen when they are not necessary. Brains? Trains? Rain. Sorry. What do you mean, rains? Okay, by arrangement of Krishna, rains come at a particular season. So should we say seasons? Seasons. Why only rain? Ooh. Seasons. Seasons are complete in itself? Or they are not complete? Do the governments come together and UN, they pass resolution from June, there should be a rainy week, rain should fall. Yes, Yashodhara Prabhu.
Milk comes to mother's
milk. Wow! Did you read this? No. I wrote this as a hint here. See, Keshav Chandra Prabhu has exactly understood what the question is. A mother or a mother-to-be, a woman, may not have milk produced in her body. Even if you take a lady who is about to be married tomorrow and dissect her body, there is no milk at all anywhere. But the moment she gives birth to a baby, somehow there is milk. So, because the baby needs milk, the milk is there. Yes. Okay, here is some additional information. A premature baby cannot digest outside milk. Acha? A premature baby cannot digest milk which a mother gives when normally a baby is born after 9 months. But if a baby is born at 7 months, she cannot digest the milk which comes at a 9 month stage. So the mother gives her, she automatically gives milk. So automatically the body produces milk which is suitable only for a 7 month premature born baby. You are saying something. Yes. Prabhupada is saying even few hours before a baby is born, the mother's body has no milk. So this sin is only after that particular requirement is there, nature produces it. Yes. Okay, only when the baby suckles, that means the demand is there. Then only, like if a baby is born dead, then there is no milk. Okay, anyway. Okay, enough of this. Some other example. Very, very important example. Human beings require oxygen and trees give out oxygen. Just see this give and take. If trees also require oxygen, how much competition there will be? All of us, just like there is evening Mahaprasad, there are 45 brahmacharis. And only something measly comes down. And everybody jumps on it. A big shortage. But here we find, humans require oxygen and trees give oxygen. Trees need carbon dioxide, which we give out freely. Along with monoxide and whatever. Clouds, what clouds? Any other example? Think, think. Vishwamitra will make you think. Air, what air? You will understand by reading these things that man not guided by Vedic principles is only causing so much mischief, in Prabhupada's words. If and only if we understand his principles, our Bhaskar Save, the organic farmer, he says, man has to use meherbani karke manav ko ek cheez karna hai. Don't interfere, please. Even if you sit in one place and eat and sleep, don't try to poke your nose in nature's business. You will be happy, others will be happy. But he is like that, you know, software hacker who thinks because he knows some source code and everything, simply hammering at the keys and trying to cause so much nuisance everywhere. Hacking is not new. Biologists are doing it. Archaeologists are doing it. Everybody is doing it. Computer hackers do it in a very nice way, in a very effective way. Otherwise, what we are doing is simply like cloning, test tube babies. Only Prabhupada could tell us that nature is already doing something. What's so great if you are doing it? Someone asked Prabhupada, what if man actually, scientists actually create life? They said, Krishna is already doing it. What's so big? Prabhupada gives an example. If a dog barks, people throw stones. If a man barks, they pay ticket. Pay money for the ticket and see, what nicely he barks. Exactly like a dog, you know. I said, you didn't see any dogs barking outside? No, but this is man barking like a dog. This is what Prabhupada estimated his scientists, who are with so many multi-million dollar laboratories, they are simply trying to imitate. But we need proofs. Devotees need proof that there is order in this universe. Yes? Huh? Okay. Ozone, which blocks harmful ultraviolet rays. There is a book by Devamrita Swami. If anybody is doing scientific preaching or you are interested, I will bring you something tomorrow. It is not for the class consumption. Later you can read. 6 or 7 things given. If the, what does he call it? Electromagnetic radiation. Electromagnetism. If it was 1 degree less, there will be no stars. If there is 1 degree more, there are so many stars. If the moon was about 5 kilometers or something like that, closer to the earth, there will be only high tide, full inundation of water only. If it was 5 kilometers away, no tides. So it is not that these are all arbitrarily, I say, ghum rahe sab log. Precise always balance is there. It's like a drama. You may see some confusion, like, you know, 300 actors on a stage. But still, it's all choreographed. Or you see the concert, Western music, you know, 15-piece violin, two pianos, and one organ, and about 500 people singing, and one person there is sweating and... You may see, what is this? So many things going on, but there is... And every time you find him changing the paper, that means he's reading something. It's not that. See, the easiest part is that fellow. You know, you can, everybody can do it. Put anybody without a knowledge of music and do that. Imitating him. Very easy. But try to do it without the knowledge of the papers. Yes, your answer.
Water, it's finely balanced in the sense that water, it has maximum density at 4 degrees Celsius. After that, as it goes on freezing, even if it is solid, it floats on water. The ice floats on water, which maintains life below the ice surface. And it ensures that the water bodies don't freeze through and through. Because the ice which is formed on the surface, which floats, acts as a bad conductor.
What is this thing called anomalous behavior of water? I was remembering my 9th standard chemistry. What is that?
That's what I am saying. It has maximum density at 4 degrees Celsius. Actually, as you go on freezing more and more, the density has to increase.
But it decreases.
Typically. Yeah, after that it again decreases. Therefore, typically if you freeze something, you solidify something, then in solid form, its density has to be more than its liquid form. And liquid's density has to be more than the gaseous form. But in case of water, it doesn't happen that way. If you freeze it, it becomes solid ice. It's lighter than water.
Wow, today I understood. If you would have met me 15 years ago, I would have passed that exam, you know. Anyway, so scientists call this behavior of water, which now we know, is being ordered by Krishna. Behave like this. You see, when you say a guided missile, who guides it? Some computer. Behind it, there is someone. Like in the Iraq war, previous Iraq war, there would be, like there is a hotel here. And the ship, American ship is here. So they would throw a smart bomb. The bomb would go like this. And take a left turn. And the bomb was sent like this. Blowing up. This is a hotel. Let's say this is the Baghdad city. There is an orphanage here. There is a hospital here. But this bomb goes only directly here. That's what they did. So for this thing, can you say... a very anomalous behavior of a missile. Can you say that? Or a very wayward behavior. A very unnatural behavior of a missile. No. This was a guided missile. But when it comes to nature, this is an irregular behavior of nature. The vagaries of nature. Or irregularities of nature. Peculiar behavior of nature. All this proves that today's scientists are simply partial people. They are not sportsmen. They are not impartial observers. They have already, it's like a sham court. You know what a sham court is? That person is already made guilty. Khali kuch 15 minute ka kuch natak karne ka idhar udhar. So they are already starting by the understanding that God doesn't exist. And when they see something, they say, hey, how is it like that? Strange, isn't it? So they are seeing things. Like the Ganga river, all Indians are swearing by Ganga Mata, saying that this is not an exact ordinary river. She's a goddess, she's this, she's that. So I read this in one scientific paper that most rivers, when polluted, efforts have to be done to actually prevent the pollution, control it, or actually put some living organisms so that again things can start living in Ganga or in the river. But they say this Ganga, the only river which is self-producing its own things. That means only when they stop the pollutants, they stop the chemicals going in the river, then they realize that the river is already doing it, its own stuff. That's how you find water in water, Ganga water doesn't decay. Somehow it happens like that, doesn't decay. Yes. You have a query. You have to say something. Good, good, very good. This is from the Ishopanishad, this is from the light of the Bhagavad, isn't it? Please tell it. Decade. Read light of the Bhagavat for this example. Salty water doesn't decay. So 75% of the water is salty or more. Sea water, fresh sea water is very less. So salty water is preserved when there is need. Now how come salty water from the Arabian Sea can be transported to Uttar Pradesh where there is no ocean nearby? But that same water, clouds take it, and when they take it, the salt is minus. It's only sweet water. That is transported. Now transporting anything is so expensive. Our Raghunath Prabhu transported his entire things from Andheri to Chandigarh. That fellow, not Chandigarh, Punjab, Amritsar, they charge him 37,000 rupees. Just for packing everything. And millions of tons of water is being transported from the sea, which is salty. Some process is going on, made into sweet. And then because it heavy things need to be having heavy expenditure. But these tanks, overhead tanks, are very light. An aeroplane can pass through it and no problem. And they go there, where there is no facility for street water, they shower the street water, and they go somewhere else. Yeah. Yes. Query.
Pruji, we say that so many floods, earthquakes are caused because there are so many sinful activities. So my query, one person asked me, was this happening in Satyuga when the people were pious? So this disorder is caused by us. So whether this was in Satyuga or is what caused, like Hiranyakashipu was doing all this, you know, they were asking like that. Who is the cause of, first of all, whether there were any floods or earthquakes during Satyuga, and if there were, what was the cause?
Well, we have to wait for some time. Satyuga will come in 4,27,000 years. Then you will know what it is. Do you have answer to this? My conjecture is to follow what Vrindavan Kishore Prabhu is saying. That in the rules of pious kings, all these things were stopped. A pious king alone, a Rajarshi, is quite capable of taking care of natural disasters. Just like in a company, by the nature of complaints, you know what product you have manufactured. If you make a car, and in the next 3 months, there are 10,000 complaints. So you may say, we made 12,000 and only 2,000 are working properly. 10,000 have gone bad, that means a big failure. So the complaints against Yudhishthir were, the son is dying before his father. The king is responsible. What? Huh? Yeah. But the thing is, he could complain like that. Can you complain to the Prime Minister today? That, you know, what is this? My son died before me. He said, oh, what am I going to do? So he said that you are impious. He is supposed to bury me or he is supposed to cremate me. This is completely unnatural. By this only we can see what kind of people there must be living, what kind of... So, there are some natural disasters which are embedded in this samsara software. After some time this has to happen. But what we are seeing now, this present population is seeing now,
is a complete unnatural. These disturbances are caused by our own activities. Like normally you may see a train coming a bit late. But when it comes 8 hours late, that means something really drastic has happened. Normally you expect that seat should be having some covering. When you see everything ripped off, no windows, no glass, no water in the compartment, that means you know that nobody cares for this. And then you ask them, kitne logon ne ticket nikala hai? Ye line mein hum log ticket nahi nikalte. Then you come to know why it is so. That because the whole population doesn't at all pay money to the railway, how can they provide some services? So when you have a whole janata agha, sinful population, mass, wholesale, then you find all these disruptions coming. Any other answer to this? Okay, last query and then we start off. Which example? One more. What?
Involuntary muscles, like heart is pumping on its, like there are certain mechanisms which have been built in, so called, which is pumping. If you cannot will that now, okay, now let me
stop my
rest it or let it go faster or whatever. Digestion, you just put in the food and then it keeps the process.
Ah, it's a good example. Express. Everybody understood? They call it involuntary muscles in our body. Involuntary. I can raise my hand, I can lower it. I cannot move it at all. This is a voluntary function I can do. I can shut up, I can speak, I can blink my eyes. This is a voluntary thing. But there are certain muscles in my body which are called involuntary. Whether I like it or not, whether I tell it or not, it keeps on working for a certain period of time. So heart is there, digestive system is there, breathing. We can stop breathing, no? No? What is this? He is saying no man can commit suicide by stopping his own breathing. It's true. What about yogis who stop breath completely? Huh? That is different. Okay, anyway. Yes,
another example is, a person is walking, the thorn goes into the feet, automatically the hand moves. Whether he likes it or not, just involuntarily moves to pick it out. Somebody is sleeping, mosquito bites, he also picks it. It's involuntary.
Okay, we'll add these two examples. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. Think about this. Tomorrow if you can contribute some more. You said about involuntary. Muscles. Are we going fast? No. Are we going very slow? Just okay.